is. An afternoon of poetry seen through the wooden fence makes everything less visible but more insightful, as one barely sees but can feel inside and imagine in his mind what it would be like to live a life of poetry in a world of free verse and where the sun is always allowing a happy life in the shade for everyone to take part in the bazaar of melancholy and little cheap things. I woke up this morning feeling light and fresh, as if nothing would bother anymore, my blue sky filled with pastel white clouds. You broke my soul into so many pieces, looking at me with your candid and undisturbed face. But today, all those pieces came back in the form of biscuits and gingerbread, reconstructing like a puzzle my life in its absoluteness. I woke up this morning being me again, in a world where love has never left. My green cupboard has its own story to tell, ever since I saw it, waiting for me to open it for the first time. Since then, we became close friends, sharing crackers, bread and nuts, and occasionally cashew and pistachio, as an exchange of our wooden and genuine love. We dreamed together in the afternoon of a life of leisure where I write books and it rejoices in my simple presence, forever, never changing form or appearance or even age, so we can be friends and write stories side by side in this sweet and continuous suspended time. In your grandparents' house, you look for old chairs where old memories would sit to wait just for you. In a long forgotten time, that big white cup of coffee and that fresh scent of apple pie are your